Let's begin. Let's finish Shas together. Can you imagine? Go up to Shamayim after 120 years, say we finish Shas. That should be amazing. We should all have the schus to do that. Here we go. Today's daf is daf Tes Zayin in Masechta Brachos. We're starting on the very bottom line of Tes Vav Amud Beis. And the Gemara states as follows. Ve'amar Rabbi Chama b'Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chama, the son of Rabbi Chanina, said, Lama nismuchu ahalim l'nichalim. In Bilam's prophecy, you see running streams that are right next to tents. In Bilam's prophecy, you have tents and you have streams. Right? Dichsiv, the pasuk says, "Kinchalim nitayu, kiganos alei nahar ka'ahalim nata Hashem v'gomer." So you see that running brooks and streams are right next to tents. Lo malach, this is to teach you. Ma nichalim ma'alinesa adam mitumalatara. Just like a running brook, you can dip in a mikvah and it mitaher you. When we learn mikvahos together, maybe we won't, there's no gemara. But we will learn a lot of the laws of mikvah. You'll know there's two types of mikvah. There's one mikvah that's 40 saw, it's stationary water. 40 saw of stationary rainwater, that's one mikvah. Then you could also go into running water. If there's running water, like a natural spring, like the Ariz mikvah in Tzfat, so that's not a stationary water. You don't need 40 saw for that. Even less than 40 saw you can dip in. 9 kabin works for that. So anyway, the point is that a nachal makes you tar. So too the study of Torah purifies a person. Af ohalim. Yaakov is ishtam yoshev ohalim. What are the tents? The tents is a reference to the study of Torah. The study of Torah purifies you, just like a mikvah. Nechalim, in the prophecy of Bilam, lo malach ma nechalim ma'alan sa'adam mitum latara, af ahalim ma'alan sa'adam mikaf choyva lakaf sechus. When you learn Torah, it changes your averis into mitzvahs, because it defeats the Yetzahara, barasi Yetzahara, barasi Torah tavlin. We know that the Torah is the antidote to the Yetzahara. The Gemara says, Kedushin, pagam b'cham b'nuvel zeh b'shcheil l'beis ha-medrash. Right, if when you have a Yitzhahara, you learn Torah, so Torah purifies a person. That's what the Daf Yomi is all about, to purify ourselves each and every day. Here we go. Hakor l'mafrei lo yasef. If you read Shema out of order, you're not Yotzi. Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi, havi kokachin le'gunon l'Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi were tying a chuppah for the wedding of Rabbi Elazar. Now, I guess Rabbi Elazar had these big rabbis tying the chuppah, and he says, listen, Amalus, he said to the rabbis, Adahachi v'hachi, you guys are tying my chuppah for me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go sneak to the base medrash and listen to a Torah teaching. interesting move. Amalu, Adahachi v'hachi, listen, I see you guys are working hard tying my chuppah. Ezel, chasn domo l'melachi, I guess, I don't know. Ezel, eshma milsa, the base medrash. Let me go to the base medrash and hear what they're teaching. V'aisei v'emelucho, and I'll come tell you what they say. So they were very excited about this. They said, listen, somebody should be learning. We're doing the chuppah, so someone should go learn. Azal Ashki Latana the Kotanik Hamed Rabbi Yochanan. So he went and heard a Tana teaching the following halach in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Kara v'tav, person's reading Shema and he makes a mistake. Ve'en yodei lehechem, he skipped a word or something, but he's not sure. Ve'en yodei lehechem tav, he's not sure what he missed out. So be'emtza parak, if he's in the middle of one of the paragraphs, so he knows which paragraph he's in. Yachs al rosh, so go back to the beginning of that parak and stay straight from the beginning of that parak. Now the Rishonim point out over here, if you know which word you missed, just go back to that word and go from there. Now, the Machlokes already showed them, do you have to start from that pasuk, or can you start from the word that you messed up? But either way, you got to go back to that pasuk. And the other Rishonim say also that if your mistake is in the first paragraph, you don't have to say Shema Yisrael again. Because Mistava, you didn't mess that up. Probably even messed that up. So you start from Ba'ahavta. That's what the Rishonim say over here. So, Be'emtza Perek Yachsa L'Rosh. Bein Perek L'Perek, if you're in between chapters and you're not sure which chapter you're in between, so Yachsa L'Perek Rishon, go back to the first one so you know that you said all the prakim correctly. Bein Ksiva L'Ksiva, right, sometimes this happens, you're in the middle of Shema, you say, Uchsavtem La'os Al-Yadeh, Uchsavtem Al-Mezuz V'Secha, but you're not sure which Uchsavtem, was it the first Perek Uchsavtem or the second Perek Uchsavtem? So you always go back to the first Perek Uchsavtem. However, says Rabbi Yochanan,
if your mouth didn't automatically start with the words, continue with the words, like you said, Aval pasach b'laman yibu yimeichem, if your mouth automatically went to laman yibu yimeichem sirchei nakad v'asi, you have a right to assume that you are up to that one. So your mouth probably did what was right, and therefore you're allowed to trust your instinct that you went on to laman yibu yimeichem. That's probably where you were. So Rabbi Elazar came back to the two rabbis who were tying his chuppah. He told them over this great teaching he heard in the Beis Medrash. Amrulei, they said to him, "Ilo banu el lishma davar zeh dayenu." Like, not only if we had come, forget about preparing for Yechasna. If we had come to just hear that teaching, that would be enough. So apparently they weren't ticked off that he got to go learn while they were tying the chuppah. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Ha'umanim. Craftsmen, workers, Korin, Barosha, Ilan, Barosha, Nidbach. They're allowed to read Shema on the top of a tree and on the top of a building. Masha'ena, Rasha, and Lassus came to Tefillah. That's a leniency that's for Shema and not for Tefillah. Why? So the Rishonim have three opinions here. Why the Rishonim, this leniency exists for Shema and not for Tefillah? The Rambam says, Kriya Shema only needs Kavana in one Pasuk. One Pasuk you could have and get your mind together on the top of a tree or on the top of a building. But Shemona Esrei needs more Kavana. Maybe it needs the whole first Bracha. Maybe it needs deeper Kavana. So that's why you can't do this for Tefillah. The Rimi Lunil writes that Kriya Shema only needs simple Kavana to know what you're talking about. But Tefillah, when you're asking Hashem for stuff, you got to think about things more deeply. You got to have more concentration. You can't do that on a tree. And Rav Sadia Gaon is quoted as saying that even though Kriya Shema is Doraisa and Tefillah is the Rabbanan, but Chachamim Asu Chizik L'Devarim Yosef Mishal Torah. You find this a lot of times in Shas, gentlemen. You find that sometimes, even though our gut would say that a Din D'Oraisa would be much more strict than a Din D'Rabbanan, that's what our gut would say. But sometimes you find that a Din D'Rabbanan is actually more strict than a D'Oraisa because the rabbis were afraid that people would be mezalzel and Din D'Rabbanan and not treat them seriously. So the rabbis made the rules tougher by D'Rabbanans. So this is an example of that. According to Sadia Gaon, Kriya Shema, D'Oraisa, no problem. You could stand on top of a building or on top of a tree, but Shemot Esrei not.
Amen.
Oh, so yeah, say Chasan Patim Kriya Shema Laila Rishona. A Chasan is exempt from saying Shema on the first night of his wedding. And usually you just get married on Wednesday night, so you have 4 nights till Saturday night if they did not consummate the marriage, they didn't have marital relations. The Gemara says, Rav Gamliel shenasa isha v'kara laila rishona. Rav Gamliel got married. He read Shema the first night. Hey, Rebbe, didn't you teach us that a chasm doesn't say Shema on the first night by his chasna? I'm not listening to you that I will not be mekabel of Malchus Shemayim. We'll have to see why. So he felt that he was capable of having kavanah even on the first night of the day. Now, why is it that a chassan does not say Shema? Why is he exempt? What's he thinking about? 4 opinions in Rishonim. What's he thinking about? Some say that the reason is Rashi in Sukkah says. He's never had relations before, and he doesn't know how to do this. He's like nervous. He's so nervous about what to do. He wants to make sure that he gets it right. He can't focus on Shema. Tamid Rabbeinu Yona say that he's afraid that he's going to do it wrong. He's going to get injured. He's going to get injured in this. The Rambam writes, he's choshesh, maybe she's not a basula, right? Maybe she said she's a basula, maybe she's not a basula. He's nervous it's going to ruin the whole marriage. And the Tiferes Yisrael writes, maybe he will find that he's not going to be able to. Maybe she'll be so closed up, he won't be able to complete the action.
We just talked about Shema Hamisha, or we're talking about Kriya Shema in the morning as well.
No, not Alamita. Regular night Shema. Mayriv. Shema Mayriv. Not Kriya Shema Alamita. Regular night, regular Mayriv Shema.
Go back to the first marriage or not?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, so probably, yeah, right. So that'll be great enough Kavita between the reasons. Right, if it's that's a problem. Well, is it a problem with you or is it a problem with her? If it's your first marriage but not her first, and then some of the reasons will apply, some of that. Excellent. Beautiful, Avi. Very good. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. The Mishnah later on, by the way, it's going to be today's daf. The Mishnah is going to discuss what Rabbi Gamliel, he held he was a big Talmud Chacham, he could have Kavanah. But that's a shaila, whether a person's really allowed to do that. Is that gaiva? Is that arrogance? We'll see that in the next Mishka. We'll see that soon. Tanu Rabbanu, a rabbi's Tanu Braisa. Ha'umanin korin b'rosh ha'ilin b'rosh ha'nidbach. Someone who's a worker, he's allowed to read Shema on the top of a tree, on the top of a building. U'mispalin b'rosh ha'zayis b'rosh ha'tena. But tefillah, if it's a zayis tree or a fig tree, so then you're even allowed to daven because it's broad. There's a lot of place to stand on the olive tree and the fig tree. It's not so precarious. So you have kavana. Uveshar kol ha'ilanos yardu l'matam b'smal. But all other trees, no, you can't do that. You got to go down and daven on the ground. Ubalabayas, but a guy who's not working for somebody else, he's working for himself. Benkach u'benkach yardu l'matam b'smal. He should always get off the tree. It's not l'chadchila to do it in a tree. If you're a balabayas, if you don't have to worry about somebody else's time, it's your time, then you should come down off the tree and do it. Rami le Rav Mari bere de bas Shmuel le Rava. So Rav Mari, the son of the daughter of Shmuel, I guess the grandson of Shmuel, asked the contradiction to Rav. Tanan, our mission says, Ha'oman in Kor Barosh Ilan Barosh HaNidbach. So craftsmen can read on the top of a tree or on the top of a building. Alma lo bayi kavana. You see, you don't need so much kavana. We're in the middle of the contradiction. Akari Shema, sorry, Sheikh Havana Slimo. Person who reads Shema, you gotta have kavana. Shemar Shema Yisrael. Ulahalan Omer, Haskes Ushma Yisrael. Focus and say Shema. Ma Ulahalan Bahaskes, Afkan Bahaskes. So which is it? Do you need kavana or not need kavana? So Rava heard this question. Ishtik, he was quiet, never an answer. Amar le, so Rava said to Rava, Midi Shmiel le Mach. Did you hear an answer to this question? Amar le, Hachem Rav Sheshes, Vahu Shebetelim Melachtan Makor. Now the difference is, when do we say, if you're in the middle of work, if you're in the middle of the work, then it doesn't work. Then you can't do it while you're working. But if you stop working, then you could have kavana on the top of a tree, on the top of a nidbach. That's the answer to the contradiction. Now the Gemara asks, wait a second, Tanya, Beis Hillel Omrim, we learned this earlier, Oskin b'malachtan v'korin. Beis Hillel says you're even allowed to say Shema while you're in the middle of doing your work. Your mamish, a diamond cutter, you're cutting diamonds every second is money. You can say Shema while you're cutting the diamonds. What do you mean? What about kavana? Answer the Gemara, lo kashya. Ha b'perek rishon, ha b'perek sheni. If you're in the middle of your work, you got to stop for the first parak. But the second parak, which doesn't need kavana, while you're in the middle of the work, you're okay. Now, some rishonim bring a raya from this Gemara that the whole first paragraph of Shema is d'oraisa. Contradiction. Rava here seems to say the first paragraph is d'oraisa. Two daf ago, we learned that Rava pasuk like Rav Meir that only the first pasuk is d'oraisa. So what is it? You have to kavana the first pasuk. I pointed out already. There's a 5-way machlokes rishonim. How much of Shema is the Raisa? The first Pasuk, the first Parak, the first two, all three, none of them. 5 Shitas. So this Gemara plays an important role. Some of the Rishonim bring a Raya. Others say no. Even if just the first Pasuk is the Raisa, maybe you still have to have Kavanah the whole first paragraph. Some say it's not necessarily a Raya. Let's continue. Tana Rabbanan. Hapolim shayu osin malach eitzah balavayis. If you work for somebody else, korin kriyeshma umuvarchim lefanei olach areah. You read Shema, and you also, on the boss's time, you can make berachas kriyeshma. Va'ochlin pita umuvarchim lefanei. And when you eat your bread, you're allowed to make bracha rishona, and you're also allowed to make bench. Allowed to bench. The boss has to give you time to read Kriya Shema and the brachos, and to make brachos before bread and bench. The boss has to give you time to daven. I will ain yard l'fnei ha'teva, but you can't go to minyan. You can't stay for chazaras hashatz. You can't be the chazan. Yard l'fnei ha'teva means be the chazan, because then you got to do chazaras hashatz. That's already time. By the way, it's unbelievable how much the Torah considers that your boss's time precious. You're not allowed to take time in the middle of the work to do your own personal things. You see, even Chazaras Hashatz didn't let you go to Kavachomer to do your own stuff on the boss's time. You see, the Torah, the Gemara takes this very seriously.
They ain't no sin campaign. We can't even dachin. That's too much time. Asks the Gemara of Tanya, me ain Shmon Esrei. Didn't we learn that you can't say the whole Shmon Esrei? You can just say Havi Nenu. The Gemara later on is going to learn there's an abbreviated version of Shmon Esrei called Havi Nenu. And some opinions say, on the boss's time, you're not even allowed to say the whole Shmon Esrei. You got to daven abbreviated Shmon Esrei. Havi Nenu. Amar Rav Sheshes Lo Kasha. Harab Gamliel v'harab Yeshua. Rav Gamliel says you can daven the whole Shmon Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua says you can only say Havi Nenu. Says, well, wait a second. Rabbi Yeshua, my Yapalim, I feel a call out of Nami. Rabbi Yeshua says everyone's allowed to daven Havi Nenu every day. Forget about if you're working for a boss. Says, well, you're right. Ela Edi Rav Gamliel. Now, they're both Rav Gamliel, who says, really, normally you're not allowed to daven Havi Nenu. Only if you have a boss, you can daven Havi Nenu. V'hol Kasha. Kan ba'osin v'scharon. Kan ba'osin b'se'udasan. If you're a worker who's working simply for your food, so then you're allowed to say the whole Shmon Esrei. Because you're working for so cheap, the boss should be Michael on that. But if you're working for your food plus money, then you're not allowed to take up so much time to daven the whole Shmon Esrei. Then you have to say Havi Nenu. Yeah. So the Gemara says, V'hatanya, and I'll prove this to you. It's very hard to know. 99% of the time, the Gemara says Vahatani is Akasha. 1% is Vahatani is Araya, Benichusa. So this is one of those examples of Araya. Vahatani, Hapolim, Shayos, Malach, Tzabalabayis, Korin, Kriyashma, Umispalalin, Vahochlin, Pitan, Vain, Mavarchin, Lefana. This opinion holds when you eat bread, you can't even make a bracha rishon. You don't make a hamotzi. You can't take the 7 seconds it takes to make a hamotzi. That's stealing from the boss. You know, hamotzi is only the Rabbanim. Unbelievable. Ve'ein mevarchim lefaneh, avol mevarchim l'achareh shtayim. And you're allowed to bench afterwards 2 out of the 3 brachos. Ketzad, how do you bench? Because benching is doraisa, so that the boss has to let you do. Bracha Rishon is only derabbanan, the boss doesn't have to let you do. But bracha, again, beforehand, the opinion said before, it said even bracha Rishon you can do. But this opinion, this price says that, again, the reason the Gemara is quoting this price is to show there's a difference between people who are just working for their food versus somebody who's working for their food plus an income. That we're more lenient with somebody who's just working for food. He's mamish working for nothing, so we let him at least let him daven. So this guy, you don't make a bracha before, but you do make a bracha afterwards, shtayim. Two brachas, 2 out of the 3 brachas. Kate said, how do you do it? Bracha Rishona, Hazanas Olam Kitikuna, you say the whole bracha. Shnia, but you merge 2 and 3 together. Poseach Bebirkas Haaretz, Vekolon, Bona Yushalayim, Bebirkas Haaretz. You make one bracha, you abridge and abbreviate 2 and 3, make them into one bracha. Babed, Varim Amurim, Beosin Bishara. That's someone who not only is getting food, but he's getting a salary on top of the food. Aval Osin Bisudasan. But someone who's just working for his food, or the Baal Bais was eating with you, Mevarchin Kitikuna. Then we're more lenient with you. You could say the ganze benching. You could say the whole benching. At least the brachas that are mi de oraisa. We learned in the Mishnah, chasen patur mikriya shma. A chasen is exempt from shma the first night of his wedding if he hasn't yet had relations. By the way, after he has relations, then he's chayiv in kriya shma. When the relations are over, you're only nervous beforehand. If you still have time, let's say they had relations at 11 o'clock at night, now it's 12 o'clock at night, you can say Shema. Then you can say Shema. Tana Rabbana. Rabbi's taught in the Brisa. Now, if this Gemara is going to sound very, very familiar to you, this was Mamish's exact same Gemara in the Daf Yomi on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So 1 week ago, we actually had this exact same Gemara. Says the Gemara. You like when that happens, right? So it's Chazara. Chazara. Here we go. Chazim Batu Kriya Tanar Abadon. Literally, word for word. B'shiftecha b'veisecha, prat lo'osek b'mitzvah. So you only read Shema when you're sitting around in your house, not when you are in the middle of doing a mitzvah. U'v'latecha b'derech, prat l'chazim. U'v'latecha b'derech, teach me, you only say Shema when you're just doing your own thing along the way. It comes to exclude a chassan, he's osek b'mitzvah, so he's exempt from Shema. Why do you need two psukim? We said before, a chassan is just in his mind.
he's not actually doing something. You need the extra pasuk to teach me. Even if a guy is just mentally absorbed with a mitzvah, he's exempt. Says the Gemara, Mikan Amru, from here the rabbis taught us, Hakonis is a basula pater, ve'esa almana chayev. Someone who's marrying a basula, he's worried, so he's exempt from Shema. But if you're marrying a girl, like you said, Avi, if you're marrying an almana, so there's no worry, she's already experienced, you're not worried she's a basula, so therefore you are obligated in Shema. Says the Gemara, my mashma. How do you see this in the pasuk? Amar of Papa, ki derech. It's like a derech. Ma derech rishus. Derech implies you're just walking along the way to do an optional activity. Derech implies optional. Af hachanami rishus. So you only chayv in Shema if you're doing something optional. However, if you're doing a mitzvah, you are exempt from Shema. Says the Gemara. Who says derech means optional? You have to walk to you. All of us walk to shul this morning. So maybe walking means going to do a mitzvah. What do you see in the left of a derech? That it's only an optional activity. Says the Gemara, "Milaskin the chazal devar mitzvah." Who says you go into an optional thing? Maybe you go into a mitzvah. And yet the Torah says, "Uvelechtecha baderech yichayev in shema." V'afil hachir rachmana likrei. And nevertheless, the Torah says you got to read shema. Answers the Gemara, "Imkain." If the Torah would have meant that you have to read Shema even if you walk into a mitzvah, lema kra beleches, my belechtecha. Belechtecha means you're doing your own activity. Shema mina beleches didoch hu demechayves hode mitzvah patiris. You're involved in your own activity, but if you're doing a mitzvah, you are exempt. Says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me that everything that causes you worry, even a non-mitzvah that causes you worry exempts you, if it's all about a mitzvah, so marrying an almana is also a mitzvah, my area, hakon is a besula, afil kon is almana, now it's also a mitzvah when you marry an almana. And it's like, well, wait, but there's no worry. Hachatarit, hachalotarit. Oh, wait, so it's not about a mitzvah, it's about a tirit, it's about worry? Even if your ship is sinking at sea, you should also be exempt from Shema. And if you'll tell me that's really true, an ovel is chayv in all mitzvahs, even though an ovel is worried about something that's not a mitzvah. Right? We pointed out the Gemara seems to imply that the worry of an avelus is not a mitzvah. Rav Salvechik thought the Rambam sounded against that. The Rambam says, mitzvahs haseh l'saval al krovim. Even though it's all los assays, but it sounds like Rav says the assay is to feel the loss. There is an assay to feel worried, to feel distracted, to feel the loss. But apparently, the Gemara says it's not so. The worry of an avelus is not the worry of the mitzvah. Chutz min tefillin. An avel is only exempt from one mitzvah, that's tefillin, sharinem ben pe'er, because the Navi Yecheskel refers to tefillin as glory. And it's not, and an avel is not in a glorious state. Shinema Hashem tells Yecheskel, you're an avelus. So your glory should be strapped onto you. You should wear tefillin, but everybody else who's an avelus should not wear tefillin. So you see that just worry that's not a mitzvah does not exempt you. So how come you're telling me that it's all about worry? Answer the Gemara. You're right. Exactly what we said. You need both things. Amri, hasam tirid to the rishus. When your ship is drowning at sea, or when you're in avelus, the worry is optional, and therefore you're not exempt from mitzvahs. But hacha tirda de mitzvah. But when you're marrying a basula, your worry is a worry is a mitzvah. So tavasi nosamayam is not exempt because it's not a mitzvah. Marrying an almana is not exempt because there's no worry. You need both. You need worry and a mitzvah. So that's why you're only exempt if you're marrying a basula. Beautiful. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah. Oh, in the past, the previous Mishnah, we learned about things that you are exempt due to worry, but Rabbi Gamliel volunteered to do it, even though he was worried. He says, I'm not worried about this. So the Gemara Mishnah is now going to present a number of other cases where Rabbi Gamliel volunteered to do various things that he was exempt from.
It
Says the Gemara, Rachatz Laila Rishon Shemesa Ishto. He took a shower during Avelos, the first night after his wife died. Now, gentlemen, it is forbidden. It is forbidden for a person, one of the most uncomfortable things about being in Avelos, I recently went through this a year and a half ago, is you may not take a shower all week long. That is like, not so simple. Now, that's really only a Din D'Rabbanan. All Avelos is a Din D'Rabbanan. So, Rachatz Laila Rishon Shemesa Ishto. Rabbi Gamliel took a shower the first night after his wife died. Amar lo talmidim, his students said to him, Limad atana Rabbeinu. Rebbe, what are you doing? Didn't you teach us Sha'aval Asa Lirchot? And Aval Asa take a shower. Amar lehem, Eini Kishar B'nei Adam Istinis Ani. I am not like normal people. I am excessively finicky. So, some Rishonim explain here, what's the pshat? What's the pshat? That the rabbis forbade Rechitza Shel Tainug. A rechitza shel tainug, that's, you're not allowed to take a shower if it's going to give you special joy during Avelos. For Rav Gamliel, it wasn't a rechitza shel tainug. It was just to be a normal human being. He was so finicky, he was such an istinus, that for him this wasn't like a luxury, but like he mamish couldn't survive. Now, some people apply that heter nowadays. Rav Mordechai Willig told me not to take a shower during the whole week of Avelos. Some people say nowadays that we shower every day, so it's mamish, you know, you're to not take a shower. That's not a tainug. It's just to be a bench, to be a normal human being. That's a shaila. You have to ask. If you can ask Rabbi Willig, he's going to tell you not to take a shower. Hopefully, it shouldn't be relevant till 120. It shouldn't be relevant for everybody. We shouldn't have to observe Avelos. The other kash they ask over here is, what do you mean rechitza? The whole din is only derabbanan. It's only din derabbanan. So why don't we say b'makom tsar lo gazru? So others, so Tosis asked that kashir. I need to slide the rabbanan. Well, wait for the gemara. We'll see the gemara. Hang on a second. We'll wait. Now ukishemes tavi avdo, when tavi his slave died. Excuse me. Kibel alav tanchumen. Rav Gamliel accepted visitors, shiva visits for his slave. It was Eved Kenani. Amul Tamidav, I mean, forget it, Eved Kenani. Even if he was Jewish, he's his slave. He's not related to him, no Avelos. Amul Tamidav, Mimatan Rabbeinu She'ein Mekam Tanchum Al Avodim. You can't sit shiva for a slave. Amul Lehem, Ein Tavi Avdi Kishar Kol Avodim Kosher Hayu. He was a very special, righteous slave. So, so you're allowed to take shiva visits. Chasan, in Rotsin, the Kros Kriya Shema, Belaila, Rishon, Kore. If a Chasan wants to reach Shema, the first night he can reach Shema, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, no. Lo kala Rotsin, Litzos, Hashem, Yitol. You can't do that. That's Gaiva. You think you're so holy? You can do it. So he holds you're not allowed to do it. Clearly, Rabbi Gamliel held you were allowed to do it. His son, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, said, no, you can't do that. Says the Gemara, my time to Rabbi Gamliel. Why do you take a shower? Kasavar aninus laila derabbanan, the avails the first night derabbanan, the siv achrisa kiyomar, v'makom istinus lo gozim erabbanan. Since he's an istinus, he's allowed to. Yeah, but what do you mean? But the whole rechitza is also din derabbanan. Tosis asks, what do you mean? Forget about aninus laila derabbanan. Even if it was during the day, even the first day of avails, which is deraisa, but aninus is only not allowed to eat from karbanos or maisa sheni. But to wash that avails of taking the shower, that's a din derabbanan. What's the Gemara talking about over here? Oh, I need a slila derabbanan. So Tosfos answers, it's called the tikkun derabbanan, king deraisa tikkun. That when avails is deraisa, maybe even the din derabbanan would have the same rules as the deraisa. The Rif Taka holds that actually for an aval to take a shower during avails is actually an issa deraisa. We don't hold like that, Shita, but that's the Rif's opinion. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ukishemes Tavi Avdo, when Fechula, when Tavi died, he accepted Tanchumin. Tan Rabban Avadim Shvachos Ain Omdin Aleim Beshura. Avadim and Shvachos, so we don't create those lines at the Levaya to say Hamakom. Vein Omdin Aleim Birkas Avelim, we don't make the special bracha that we say at the Sudas Havra. If you remember the Gemara, Ksubas and Avches has a special bracha, Birkas Avelim, we don't say that bracha for slaves. V'tanchumei aveilim, and there's no nicham aveilim by a slave. Ma'aseh u'maaseh shivchasa shel Rabbi Elazar, nichnasu tamidim l'nachmo. Story happened that Rabbi Elazar's shivcha died. So his students came to console him.
that he didn't want to embarrass them. Kevan Shara Oisam, he saw them coming in, Allah Aliyah, so he ran away to the attic. Like they should get the message, guys, there's no din of Nicham Avelim by a Shivcha. Oh, what they do? Well, he said, well, the Rebbe went up to the attic, so they ran up to the attic after him. Nichlis Lan Pilot, so he went to another room. They still didn't get the hint. Nichlisu Akhra. Nichlis the Traklin. He finally went to the last room in the house. Nichlisu Akhra. They went after, they still didn't get the hint. Abalhem. He said, I thought you would get burnt by lukewarm water. Now the water is burning hot and you're still not getting burnt. Meaning, you didn't get the message. Didn't I teach you? This is what you should say when somebody loses a slave. The same thing you should say when somebody loses a lot of money. Okay, gentlemen? When somebody loses a lot of money, now we know what we're supposed to tell them. Kishem sh'omu lo l'adam al shor v'al chamo v'shemesu ha'mokom yamale l'cha chesroincha. May Hashem fill up your loss. Now you know, your friend has a business deal, goes through, here's what you say. Brachos tes vav, tes zayin. Ha'mokom yamale l'cha chesroincha. Kach omu lo al avdo v'al shivchoso ha'mokom yamale l'cha chesronecha. So the Achronim ask over here, well, maybe that's what the Talmidim were coming to say to him. How do you know that wasn't what they were coming to say to him? How do you know they were coming to do Nicham Avelim? So they say, well, you don't have to come to the guy to say that. You don't have to dafka make a visit. If you bump into him, you say, Hamokim Yumalacha. So for the fact that they were coming to the house, he knew that it wasn't just to say this. It was mamish to do Nicham Avelim. Tani Idach. We learned in another brayse. Avadim b'shvachos ein maspidin osan. You don't make a hesped. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, we met with Kashu Omer Malav. If he was a good slave, you could say, Hoy, Ish Tov, V'neman, V'nehene Miyagio. Wow, that's a big bracha. Nehene Miyagio. If you make your own money, and you're nehene from your own, Yagia Kapecha Kisochel, Ashrecha V'tovlach. That's a great thing to be nehene from your own panasa. Omer Lo, Im Kain. So they said to him, it's not such a good thing to praise the slaves that way, because that's such a great hesped, that we should save that hesped for regular people, not slaves. It's too good a hesped to give to a slave. Tadar Abadim. Our rabbis taught in the Braisa. Ein korin avos ela lishlosha. The term of the avos are only reserved to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You can't call Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, you can't call them avos. Only Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ein koron imaos ela la'arba. Saruf gerachem alea. Avos my time. What's the reason you can't call Reuven and Shimon avos? Ilei mimshim delo yadini mi Reuven kasin, imi Shimon kasin, none. If it's because you can't call them our daddies, because we don't know who we came from. Yehach imaos nami. Lo yadini. Imi Rachel Kasir and Imi Leah. We don't know if we came Kasir. We don't know if we came from Rachel or Leah. Ella Ad Hacha Chashive Tfeilo Chashive. No, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov had a special Chashivos, and they are called the fathers of Am Yisrael. Tfeilo Chashive. But the Shvatim were very holy, but they weren't as holy as Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and therefore we can't call them Avos. Tani Idach Avada Mushvachos Ein Koronosan Abba Ploni V'Ima Plonis. You're not supposed to call a slave daddy or mommy or Mr. Slave or Mrs. Slave. Why? Because if you call them daddy or mommy, they're going to think that you are a slave also. Sherem Gamliel, how you call those an Abaplonis, Imaplonis? But the slaves of Ram Gamliel's house, they used to call them that because they were so chashiv, so respected, everybody knew they were slaves. Maisa Listar says, come on, is this Maisa a contradiction to the din? You just told me you're not allowed to do it. Says Gemara Mishum de Chashiv. No, they were so chashiv that everybody knew they were slaves. People wouldn't get confused if you called them Mr. Slave or Daddy Slave or Mommy Slave. They wouldn't think that you were also a slave. Amar Belazer, May Dichsev Kain Avarechacha B'Chayai B'Shimcha Esa Kapai. I will bless you in my life, and with your name I will raise up my hands. Kain Avarechacha B'Chayai Zukriyishma. I'll bless you with Shema. If a person is careful about Kriyishma and Tefillah every day,
Olavakasim Omer, Kmochela Vadeshin Tispanafshi. You're going to get a lot of brachas. Your soul is going to get a lot of brachas. Chela, fats, Vadeshin. Great blessings will come to you. Laod El Shinochel, Shnei Olamim. If you're careful with Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei, you will inherit two worlds. Olam Azev, Olam Abba. Shneamar, I think it's right after that pasuk. The next pasuk says, Usfasai Rinonos. Yahal El Pi. My lips, two singings, Rinonos, Yahal El Pi. Rinonos in the plural means, I'm going to be singing in Olam Azev, and you're going to be singing in Olam Abba. And now the Gemara goes off on an unbelievable tangent, where we have 10 different rabbis telling us the special prayer they would say after Shmona Esrei. You know, we say Elokai Netzor L'Shoni Meira. That's one of 10. We have the one, and it's interesting, all the prayers that these rabbis said, we actually use them, not all of them, but many of them, we use them at elsewhere. Yom Kippur Davening, Rosh Chodesh Davening, you'll see in a moment. Fascinating. Says the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar, Basar de Messiah Tzlusi Amar Hachi. This is going to take us to the end of the daf now, believe it or not. It's even going to take us into the next daf. Rabbi Elazar, Basar de Messiah Tzlusi Amar Hachi. When Rabbi Elazar would finish his Shmona Esrei, he would add the following prayer after Shmona Esrei. You hear it, Son Fanach Hashem Elokeinu, may it be the will of Hashem. Shetishkein, Shetashkein, Bipurenu, Ava Va'achla V'Shalom V'Reyos. That in our synagogue, in our congregation, we should have brotherhood and peace and reyos. Because in shul you fight. That's what you do in shul. V'tarbe gvuleinu b'talmidim. We should have a lot of students. V'tatzliach sofeinu achris v'tikva. We should have a lot of hatzlacha in all our endeavors. V'tasim chalkeinu b'gan eden. We should have rachel gan eden v'sakneinu. B'chever tov v'yetza tov v'olamecha. We should have good friends, and we should have a Yetzer Tov. V'nashkim v'nimtza yichol v'aveinu liyirat shemecha. We should wake up early in the morning, and all of our heart's desires should be to serve you, to be in awe of you. V'tavol v'fanecha koras nafshenu l'tova. And you should answer all of our desires for the good. Because a lot of times we have desires about things, and those things aren't good for us. So we say, Hashem, you know which desires are good for us. Rabbi Yochanan said different to you. Look at our embarrassment. And look at the bad that's happening to us. Help us out. And your humility and all your goodness should come upon us. Rabbi Zeir Basim Tzayim 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 Harachi, Yerzal Fanech Hashem Lokeinu, Shalom Nechete, we shouldn't sin. Lo Neva shouldn't be embarrassed. Lo Nikolim Yavoseinu. Shouldn't be embarrassed from our parents. Rabbi Chir Basim Masi Yom Harachi, Yerzal Fanech Hashem Lokeinu, Shetei Torascha Uranoseinu. Our main work should be Torah, Val Yidve Libeinu, Val Yechshcho Einenu. We shouldn't be upset. Rabbi Basim Tzayim Harachi, Yerzal Fanech Hashem Lokeinu, Shetitin Lanu Chayim Aruchim, Chayim Shel Shalom, Chayim Shel Tova. Chaim Shal Bracha, we recognize this as Rosh Chodesh benching. Chaim Shal Panasa, Chaim Shal Chilut Tzavos, good health. Chaim Shem Yuras Chait, we should be in awe of sin. Chaim Shem Mushu Chlima, not embarrassed. Chaim Shal Oshav Chavah, Chaim Shem Bano Avas Torah V'Yiras Shemayin. Chaim Shem Tamal Lanos Kol Mishal Zabeinu Lutova. We should know what to ask for. Rebbe Basel Zav Hachi, Yerasom Fanach Shal Kevin Gav Sin, Shetatzileinu Me'azei Panim. Oh, we say this every morning. Me'azei Panim. Save us from people who are arrogant. From our own arrogance. May Adam Ram, may Pegaram, may Yetzirah, may Chavaram, may Shachan Ram, bad neighbors, bad friends, bad Yetzirah, may Satan Amashkis, from the Satan, Din Kosh, Matan Kosh, Beinjim Ben Bris, Bein Shainim Bris, from Goyim, we're going to mess us up. Vavagav the Kaimi, Ketsutze, Alei the Rebbe. And even though, the Rebbe used to say this, even though he had Antoninus appointed watchmen to make sure nothing happened to him, and Rebbe still said this tefillah. Rav Safra, Basar, Shalom. That's the last one. Okay, we'll save this one for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Baruch Tia.